WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The Republican-led House of Delegates approves its version of the state budget, again expanding Medicaid to low-income Virginians. Next week, high school students are encouraged to register to vote. And you have an extra day to file your federal taxes, so we'll take a look at the tax burden that Virginians bear. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April 18th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Virginia House of Delegates has approved a state budget that would expand Medicaid eligibility to about 400,000 low-income adults. The Republican-led House approved the state spending plan Tuesday with bipartisan support, but the measure still has to pass the state GOP-controlled Senate. Lawmakers are taking another stab at passing a budget after attempts during the regular session ended in a stalemate over disagreement about Medicaid expansion, a key part of former President Barack Obama's health care law. Next week is the third annual High School Student Voter Registration Week in Virginia. From April 22nd to 28th, students, teachers, and administrators will be encouraged to conduct voter registration drives at their schools. Virginia law allows 17-year-olds to register to vote as long as they will turn 18 on or before the next general election. They also may vote in any intervening primary elections. Resources are available on the Department of Elections website to help students and teachers in planning and conducting voter registration efforts. The deadline to register to vote in the June 12th primary elections is May 21st. The National Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado struck areas of central Virginia over the weekend. The news in advance of Lynchburg quotes the Weather Service as saying an EF2 tornado with a maximum wind speed of 130 miles per hour and a path of about 600 yards wide hit Campbell and Amherst counties on Sunday. The newspaper says the tornado traveled about 20 miles, injuring about a dozen people. The tornado first touched down in Campbell County with maximum wind speeds of 110 miles per hour, damaging cars and businesses. It then moved into Lynchburg and damaged a mobile home park before moving into Amherst County. Paid your federal taxes yet? The Internal Revenue Service announced late Tuesday that it would let taxpayers submit tax returns without penalty through Wednesday, after a computer glitch at the IRS knocked offline the agency's ability to process many tax returns filed electronically. But how much do Virginians pay as part of their federal, state, and local tax burden? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope breaks down the numbers.
This week marks a major milestone in the world of taxes. No, it's not the deadline to pay federal taxes. It's Virginia's Tax Freedom Day, which was Monday. That means all the work you've done before Monday has raised money to pay federal, state, and local taxes. Morgan Scarborough is a policy analyst at the Tax Foundation, which calculates the quasi-holiday for all the states.
So happy belated Tax Freedom Day to Virginia. And that ranks number 27 in the country. So another ranking that sort of has you almost smack dab in the middle of all the states.
Bill Bergman at Truth in Accounting says Virginia is actually better off than most states because of how it balances the books.
We calculate it based on the share of unfunded liabilities and other debts that have been accumulated in the state in excess of the assets available to pay the state's bills. And on that basis, Virginia is in relatively good shape financially.
This year, Virginia's Tax Freedom Day comes the same week as the deadline for filing your federal tax returns. And it's the same week lawmakers are in Richmond nailing down a final budget to figure out how to spend your state tax dollars. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, Governor Ralph Northam and members of Virginia's Indian Commemorative Commission dedicated a monument called Mantle Tuesday in tribute to the state's Native American communities. As WCVE Soraya Wintersmith reports, the artist who created it wants people to be drawn in and to reflect.
In his remarks to a crowd of slightly more than 100, Governor Ralph Northam said a Virginia history that begins with settlers in Jamestown isn't quite complete.
Virginia Indian history goes back thousands of years before those settlers stepped ashore, and for the first time, we will recognize the courage and resilience of Virginia Indians on the same sacred ground where we write the history of tomorrow.
The monument, called Mantle, features a winding spiral path bordered by stones and Virginia native plants. An engraved fountain sitting in the center features the names of the state's waterways. Saraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.